Let's just start off on this new tape. What your feelings are as we sit here about this problem, this juvenile problem that has, it's like a cancer, perhaps, or how would you describe what's happened? Peg just had some words.
Well, I haven't changed any thoughts that I've had since I left the juvenile court. I left the juvenile court not because I didn't think it was worthwhile. I thought it was enormously worthwhile. I left it because I didn't think I could maintain the sort of
emotional drain, perhaps?
Love and affection for children in the mass as I was having to see them. And I hope that whoever followed me would try to follow the same sort of principles that I'd tried to follow. I don't think they did, but I didn't know that. They appointed Nate Kaufman, didn't they?
There was a Kaufman that served. I'm not sure just about the sequence. And then Jim Lincoln served a long time.
Well, now, Jim Lincoln was a good juvenile court judge. He's the only one that I know of in the subsequent history that I would have thought tried to do the sorts of things that I tried to do. Kaufman, I didn't have any real regard for. You don't need to print that.
No, you can.
It's not relevant to anything.
But are the mechanisms that are necessary for today's problems different from what they were back then, or have you given any thought to this kind of thing?
I think they're always different, but I don't know that they're different in principle. I am not familiar with what's going on in juvenile courts now. I'd just take a hell of a risk if I said that it's terrible or that it's very good or anything. I know that juvenile courts still exist. I know that in at least one instance I thought well of one of my successors at Lincoln. I don't think I have known enough about some of the, I don't even know who juvenile court judge is now.
Well, I'm not sure that I could answer. But in Detroit, you're talking about. Yeah. Let me ask you, do you remember now this is back in the Supreme Court period, about the same time, there was one called Harmsen, H-A-R-M-S-E-N, versus Fizzell, F-I-Z-Z-E-L.
Those names were strange enough so that I recognized that there was such a case.
Well, now here was an instance. Here was an instance where there were small children, and the parents were not very they were not very high on the economic scale, and the father. What happened to break up this combination was the father was committed to a hospital for the mentally ill. Was it Kalamazoo, I think. So here are a couple of children, a mother not in very good shape to deal with them. The father's gone. He's mentally ill. Lord knows what the future holds. He comes back. And 2 years later, Maybe with somebody tugging his sleeve, he's back in court demanding the recovery of those children. He's taken up with another woman. The record said he sleeps in a shed outside a shack type of dwelling in a rural area. And he's before the court as the natural parent demanding that the children be returned to him and this other woman who has a couple of children by some other husband and all. This, and the court had a terrific struggle with this one too. And here again, you wrote the opinion. I just wondered if those events evoked any thoughts on the subject of this is pretty distant, I reckon.
I don't remember a single thing about it.